And Auckland Iwi is putting its hand up to buy part of the city's waterfront if Ports of Auckland operations are moved to Northland. Today, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei released its plans to develop almost 100 hectares of land, including the Ports of Auckland and Key Park. The Central Auckland Hapū is welcoming talks of the port's move and is looking to form an Iwi consortium to buy the land if it comes up for sale. John Boynton has more.
Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei is the ahikā for the Auckland CBD and in 1996 bought 20 hectares of land at Key Park for $44 million. The iwi fortune now stands around $1.5 billion and it's putting its hand up to buy the land and foreshore Ports of Auckland currently sits on if it ever comes on the market. Its deputy chair, Nademu Blair, is excited by the current political environment.
Well, we used to own that part of the Waitemata. We want to own it again, and our money is as good as anyone else's, and we can lead a consortium of that scale to reacquire it again.
That consortium, Mr. Blair says, could include iwi powerhouses Naitahu, Waikato Tainui, and Tuarupaki. The current value of the land is estimated to be worth up to $6 billion.
We have initiated high-level discussions with other iwi who have large balance sheets who are interested in working with a Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei-led consortium, put together the type of money one would need to acquire such an asset.
The traditional name of the area is Te Toangaroa, which means the dragging of the waka. The Te Toangaroa proposed development would include an urban beach, cruise terminals, parks and community gardens and laneways. Nademu Blair says the development is about creating spaces which connect people back to the Waitemata Harbour.
Creating urban beaches where people can take a dip and a swim with their kids or take the suit off after work and dive into the Waitemata, where currently you really can't do that anywhere along our CBD waterfront.
Auckland University Associate Professor in Business Development Manuka Henare says Māori have always shown interest in buying the ports of Auckland for exports.
When I first came to the University of Auckland Business School, there was discussion then about the port, and that was coming from people, Waikato, Maniapoto, Tauranga, and from North Auckland.
Although he says the future of the ports lies in tourism, something which could be lucrative for the new owners.
These large ports, such as Auckland, London, New York, they are attractions. Beautiful waterways, lots of activities for people who can afford to come to New Zealand, have 2 or 3 weeks off, and they will spend money.
The decision on whether to move the Ports of Auckland to Whangārei is expected to be made by a cabinet committee later this week. For Checkpoint, John Boynton.